Love and relationships have long been at the heart of comedy. So to mark this Valentine's Day, NPR's Elizabeth Blair spoke with a few comedians about why romance, or the lack thereof, can be so funny.
Comedian Marina Franklin finds humor in the different nationalities and races of the guys she's dated. She's African American.
Whenever I date a white guy, I always lose weight. Like the last white guy I dated would do little subtle things to make sure I stay thin. Like he would throw his napkin in my dish before I was done. Think about that. I was eating. He was like, "You're finished, just threw it right in my plate."
Marina Franklin jokes about the Haitians and Latinos she's dated.
My last guy was Puerto Rican. I actually gained weight. Because Puerto Rican men, they feed you. So nobody else will want you.
Is it cathartic to write jokes about some heartache?
Of course it's cathartic. Who else gets to do that? Except for you could journal, but there's nothing like getting this immediate response from an audience that we agree.
So Valentine's Day is like nirvana for Franklin. Tonight she's performing at Stand Up New York.
It's sort of like the Christmas of love.
But not for everybody.
Like my grandparents were married for 62 years. No, not happily.
Ted Alexandro is doing shows at Michael Moore's Comedy Festival in Traverse City, Michigan this weekend. He speaks a funny truth about how real love is old love.
You ever see like old love? You ever see like where they bring out the couple that's been married the longest at a wedding? They look like war veterans. They just come out like shock on their face. That's real love. That look, like real love is no eye contact. Just
of all the subjects a comedian can write jokes about, Alexandro says love is so universal, it's an easy way to win over a room.
You know, if I do a bit about police brutality, that's going to polarize a room way more than talking about old love or relationships, you know, so it doesn't take as much massaging.
Alexandro often jokes about the fact that he's 46 years old and never married.
But it's a good life. You make money, you get to keep it. You make plans, you can just break them. You can even overrule yourself. Like, oh, I gotta go do that thing today. No, you don't. Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
But holidays that seem made for couples are not Alexandro's favorites. Same goes for comedian Jim Gaffigan.
Valentine's Day is so icky and weird.
Gaffigan says Valentine's Day is a drag for both single people and couples.
If Valentine's Day is this reminder of love, it's like, if you need the reminder, it's too late.
I was eating a pint of ice cream and sweatpants like a man.
This is from Jim Gaffigan's comedy special, Obsessed.
My wife came in the room. She was like, "Jim, are you going to eat an entire pint of ice cream by yourself?" I was like, "Hopefully. Unless you selfishly want a bite."
Jim's wife, Jeannie Gaffigan, is always in on the joke. They write together. They're currently working on a new TV series for TV Land and Comedy Central. The Gaffigans also have 5 kids together.
Been 10 years ago, I couldn't get a date. And now my apartment's literally crawling with babies. It's like I left peanut butter out or something.
This Valentine's Day, Jim Gaffigan says he and his wife will be hanging out with their kids. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Now, love, you funny thing.